Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
The Planner Tax Man Show. I'm your host, Nathan Ross, Tax CPA. And as you know, we start off each show asking, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money or create significantly more wealth over the rest of your lifetime? This week will be no different. We're going to talk about tax-free income for life strategies. And I've got some FAQs I've put together for some questions that have come in. I've been putting this topic off, at least at the global level. We've talked about Roth conversions pretty much every week as of late, and that'll be on the list again this week, as that is something that almost all of our clients are in a position to do. The question is it optimal to go ahead and pull the trigger based on the amount of money they have to consider converting, based on their current year income, current brackets, and what we anticipate the path to 2029 to 30 looking like, because that's when it appears we will have run out of money with the federal budget and will not even be able to pay the totality of the interest on the debt. And that makes selling new debt a little bit hard when you can't assure investors they'll get paid. I'm going to say that we've got several things in the news. I'm going to try to stay on task here, but there are a couple things inflation-wise that are just amazing how it's out of control. And I know we're starting to hear the R word, recession. In fact, I think the show right before mine had a show about how you define recession. It sounded as if maybe there was some Google knowledge there versus true economic knowledge. But whatever, it is apparent from assorted statistics on the national scene that we are not far away from a technical definition of recession. And I think a lot of people might already think they're in the recession. Just depends on your facts and circumstances. But in any event, I want to elaborate a bit on the disclaimer again, as I normally do coming into the show, that just because you listen to this show, just because we talk about some of these strategies, these are some complicated areas, and I'll even tell you that when you hear me say something or anyone else on this show, check with your own advisors, your current advisors who already know your facts and circumstances. Every one of these strategies or every one of these FAQs that you may hear apply to people differently. And, I could tell you that like one of the questions I'm going to tangentially cover is, can I utilize a fixed index annuity as a bond replacement? Well, the answer to that is you might be able to. The question is, would you want to? And your advisors are going to know that, or at least they're going to have an opinion. And maybe you can't. Maybe the money that you have in a fixed income annuity isn't flexible enough that you can make a change. For instance, there are some fixed income annuities that if they're held by your IRA, you can actually convert to Roth. And yet most fixed income annuities in the market do not have the ability or the provision to allow that. So in any event, it never hurts. It always should help if you talk to somebody that knows your facts and circumstances. Now, that said, if you don't have someone that they may understand your facts and circumstances, but they may not understand Roth conversions, or they may not understand fixed income annuities and other insurance type products, which we're a fan of, simply because that's where the tax shelters are now under the code. Yes, we have some tax shelters with real estate, obviously, and we prefer real estate as the driver, the cash flow driver on our clients' portfolios. But if you're all invested in real estate, you've got nothing looking out for your long-term health care needs and cost, which most Americans, or at least over half now, will incur $800,000+ in health care cost in retirement. In large measure, that is the long-term health care component or chronic illness. And so we've got some insurance strategies to mitigate those costs and at the same time mitigate the tax on those costs. Typically, tax-free income can be pulled out of a death benefit on an insurance policy if it's structured right, the right type, to pay those costs. Pretty nice option compared to funding separately long-term health care coverage, which is very expensive. Not that the life insurance that does this isn't, but it's working on multiple fronts. It's not just for long-term health care. So maybe you're one of the 48% of American couples that don't need it. Well, okay, why pay for it? You know, why not put a rider on a cash value policy that gets you there? Anyway, one example of what you would discuss with your current professionals before you take any action there, and then just making sure the product or policies to fund these strategies comply with the tax rules. It's a big consideration. So anyway, as a result, you should never rely on information you hear on this show or other shows without first consulting your own professionals and make sure they understand what the strategy consists of. Many don't. So if you don't have one that does, consider going to the BAPlanner.com website. That's BEAPLANNER. And fill out, you'll see at the top left, we've got a link for intake forms. We've also got a link there for schedule a call. And if you'll fill out those intake forms, we'll do a 401 math projection for you to show you how your retirement funds, and it will apply to IRAs as well. We show you all four options for utilizing your retirement money in real estate, where you direct it, you control it. Despite what you may hear from other platforms, other gurus, you do not need to pay tax on that money to deploy it into real estate private partnership syndications or to go buy single family homes, etc. You can absolutely do it with a self-directed 401 trust, and you will not pay any tax on the rollover, and you'll pay little, if any, tax on the gains that come out of that trust, depending on what type of real estate it is. And as long as it's passive rental real estate, you'll pay no tax until you decide you want to take some money out. And that could be next week, or it could be 20 years down the road, or it could be never. You may be one of my clients that is investing for the heirs' sake, where they don't plan to ever take money out. And if that's the case, take a look down at the bottom left corner of that 401 math illustration and notice what it costs you to liquidate a $350,000 IRA or 401k. It's not the tax for just this year. You got to consider the fact that you'll never, ever, ever have those dollars back to invest in cash flow generating real estate investments. It's a lot of money. Let's call it the $25 million plan if it's a $350,000 account. If it's more than that, well, then you can do the math. Pull out a cheap $4 Walmart calculator, multiply the tax amount on that illustration, $95,000 rounded, times 1.2 times 1.2, etc. Go out 30 times. And if you're investing in real estate that generates, on average, 20% per year, compounded returns, which I hear other platforms use that number routinely, and that's why I use it. I'm trying to comport with their variables, what they're telling you you're going to achieve if you join their platform, which we'll talk about a bit when we get back from the break here. But I'll walk you through the math that will show you whether or not you could retire in the 5 year or less metric that I hear so often. We'll be right back in a few minutes with the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195, 713-581-0195, or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com, Nathan at npross.com.
The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to this week's Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. I've had a couple of texts come in wanting to know where Dan is today. So I believe he's listening, but he had a medical malady of sorts that he's been dealing with, so he couldn't make it today. But he'll be back, and we'll involve him in this ongoing tax-free income for life discussion. This is a lot more than a one-hour broadcast, so we'll be talking about multiple facets. It'll involve real estate. It'll involve some insurance. It will involve perhaps some annuities. It'll involve HSAs. Using some cash savings, recognize or look for the opportunity to recognize capital gains timely that could be effectively low tax or no tax. And, of course, the Roth conversion stands head and shoulders over most of these in terms of the amount that can be moved over to that tax-free bucket in retirement. And as we sit here today, that bucket has the opportunity to be much higher, the watermark, let's say, than it's going to have down the road, just based on the math that it's going to take to dig our way out of the deficit issue that we have. And, you know, we've been talking the last couple of weeks about some of the metrics of the budget, and one thing that I tell you just hits you broadside when you look at what the tax rates are going to have to go to. And this is not me that's projecting this. This is a Democrat or Republican. Theoretically, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, is, you know, the umpire that calls the balls and strikes. He's not playing. He's not suiting up for either team. Or she's not, as the case may be. And, you know, when you look at what they're saying in a report they gave Congress not too long ago to explain the type of bracket increases that are going to be necessary so that Congress can consider multiple plans, the current 10% bracket was going to go to or need to go up to 25%. The current 32, I believe it was, or maybe it was 20, it was 25, I'm sorry, they picked 25 as opposed to 24. I think that's the actual break. But that means the next dollar over the limit on the 24% bracket will need to go up to 63%. I would hazard a guess that most people listening to this show are in at least a 25% incremental tax bracket, which means your next dollar of income gets taxed at that level. Well, how about if it got taxed at 63%? Might you want to go ahead and start working on converting your pre-tax money, which you have no idea as you sit here today how much your silent partner, meaning the government, is going to get out of that pile of money. And I know when I ask people, well, how much is in your 401, and I get back a number, and it's like I have to explain to them, well, I understand that's the balance. That's not what I was asking. I'm asking how much do you think you're going to have left when you need it? And, you know, for someone to be your partner in an endeavor for many, many years, most of my clients have worked at least 20, 25, 30, 35 years in most cases to put that pile of cash together or those investments without knowing, without ever being told how much your partner's going to take until the day you decide to start taking money out. It'll be an eye-opener, and it'll be much more of an eye-opener. It'll be a jolt if it's 63% or higher. By the way, the top brackets, currently 37, would go to 88 if we're to truly fix the looming crisis. And, you know, if you don't understand the looming crisis, I'm not going to go back through all the different components of the federal budget, but I'm going to suggest to you that 96 cents out of every dollar raised, and I think this is in taxes. I don't think it's the total spending. I think it's with the deficit, obviously, we're adding to the debts, we're borrowing. This, I believe, the statistic I read was based on the approximate $4.3 trillion in tax collections, but all but 4 cents of each one of those dollars is already spent. It's already committed. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and then a category that's got assorted military to social spending. It's a huge list. And it just makes you realize just how much money we're talking about. And the real concern is that if you look back over the last 15, 20 years, the average interest rate that our debt was purchased at was a smidgen of what it's going to be with the current onslaught of inflation and several other factors. The rates are going up. Obviously, they've already gone up 0.5%. I suggest they'll go up at least, as based on what the Fed's saying, at least 0.5% each meeting. I believe they're quarterly, and it's going to get to a spot where they're going to go higher. They're going to have to. It's not, again, I say it all the time, it's not Democrat, it's not Republican, it's the math. And if you don't understand the math, it's time to get educated so you can understand what these brackets are going to do to your own personal tax rates that you'll experience. And by the way, we do offer a tax it's based on some artificial intelligence and you know, some actual people touching the controls, I guess you would say. But we can project out for your individual tax circumstances for multiple years to show you this would be the impact of you taking those additional funds. And we can model and give you some really good, helpful targets for you to optimize that Roth conversion, because you don't necessarily want to take it in a year that you're in the top bracket at this juncture. Now, roll forward 3 or 4 years, you may decide 37% looks better than 88. And so by having your data in the tax planning system that we use, or tax forecasting, we can easily give you those additional scenarios. So if you're interested in that, check with us. Happy to run some numbers for you, you know, so you can get some feel, and then perhaps you'll want to engage so that we can execute the strategies that might save you a considerable amount of money. But in any event, I was also going to say that, you know, tax-free income for life type strategies, I see a lot of financial planners that refer to that concept. And while we're a big proponent of it, we also understand the value of investing in real estate private partnership syndications, which are not tax-free. And they're never going to be totally tax-free, although when we do them in the 401 trust, they're tax-free. You get to use the money that the self-directed IRA or someone that's invested with money market funds outside of retirement funds. And I know that comes to a shock to many of you that have self-directed IRAs and think, oh, you know, there's no tax that I should be paying each year. And that's not true. It may not be any specific year, but it's certainly going to be the year you exit or dispose. And if you've been doing this for a number of years and you've got several million dollars in that account that's never paid the UDFI tax because there's leverage being used to acquire those apartments or those office buildings or whatever your cup of tea is in the commercial real estate market, you've got a looming disaster potentially as the IRS ramps up additional employees. I can promise you part of those employees are going to be allocated to the retirement fund arena, because the IRS is well aware of how many K-1s go out every year that have the numbers shown for UDFI. And so if that concerns you, as it should, you may want to touch base with us. There's a way we could sidestep some of that UDFI, not the historical, but if you're still in these transactions, these private partnerships that go buy apartment buildings, most are syndicated, you can make a move that will escape that tax if you do it before they exit or they sell. We'll talk about that more when we come back. Let's take another break, and we'll be back in a few minutes with the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
People always coming up to me and asking, what's your secret? With all you do, your attitude just seems to be so good. How do you keep it? I'm not the Dalai Lama, but I'll try to offer up a few words of advice. You better get to living, giving. Don't forget to throw in a little more giving and love along the way. You better get to knowing, showing a little bit more concern about.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195, 713-581-0195, or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com, Nathan at npross.com.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, When's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at beaplanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Dude from Houston. When I got them North Texas blues, thought I'd pay all my dues. When them South Texas blues told me, son, you ain't through. And them East Texas blues, and them West Texas too. I done all I know to do, trying to lose, trying to lose.
Okay, welcome back to this week's Be a Planner Tax Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And we touched on several components of how we would approach building a tax-free income for life. And, you know, I should have said at the outset, you know, look, if you're still working and you've got W-2 or significant 1099 income, which is great, by the way. I'm not going to tell you run out and quit your job, as I hear some of the other experts on the air talk about, because they never liked their job, never got any satisfaction out of it. Somehow they feel like you ought to feel the same as them, and I think sometimes they probably even take it a little bit personal when you decide you're not ready to quit. But you still would like to understand the magic of real estate, especially the private partnership syndications that typically involve multifamily apartments, etc. And so in any event, I'm going to encourage, I want to be very clear that nothing that I say in the context of this or any other show you hear me on, if you think you heard me say that you shouldn't consider the real estate private partnership syndication space, you didn't hear me correctly. I may have suggested there are individual transactions that are offered in this space that you should pass on. Why? Because the whole movement of the last year and a half to allow direct investing, and I'm talking about, and by the way, tomorrow's show at 7 a.m., we have the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show, and this pretty much all we focus on are these real estate private partnerships, because the problem is with the freedom that the direct investment model has brought us, it's also brought us a significant number of enhanced risk that you've got to be aware of. And I don't mean the type that are disclosed in the private placement memorandum, which we'll talk about. Those are known risks that every real estate transaction has, almost every real estate, including the home you buy. So that should come as no surprise to you when we talk about those type of risk. And yet what I'm referring to is the foxes, and I'm using that term loosely, that would be the lead partners or the syndicators that have entered this space, some of which were old timers and recognize with the expansion of the crowdfunding rules just what an opportunity it was to come in and put transactions together and take massive, I mean massive, fees out of these transactions, literally on day zero. And by that I mean the day of closing. So they've gone to closing, they've executed the closing documents, and now they're walking out of closing, and on a $40 or $50 million transaction, which is fairly common in this space, they're taking massive amounts of fees. They're already being wired to them as they're walking out of closing. Literally, we're talking in some cases $2 to $3 million of fees that are coming out on day zero. That's insane. And never used to happen. If you backed up 2 years, that just didn't happen. Well, now, you know, the crowdfunding rules have gotten a little bit more crystallized, a little bit clearer, and there's hardly zero regulation. Once you file the exemption that all these transactions are offered under, one of two typically, the 506B section of the statute and 506C, there is little, if any, regulation in this area. And there's certainly no regulation regarding the level of fees. The only regulation there is people like myself that call it out when we see it. We advise our clients of the math. We got smart clients. It doesn't take a rocket science to figure out that when you're allowing your lead partner that you just got hitched with, quote unquote, to take $2 or $3 million out of the deal, what's their incentive? How all in are they? Are they a pig or are they a chicken? If you think about the breakfast analogy, you know, chickens are involved. Pigs are committed. We like pigs. We know they're going to work hard to stay alive, right? And I get so angry at times when I think about how these syndicators hide these fees. They're like weeds or snakes slithering in the weeds. When you look at the document stack that's provided, the private placement memorandum, the operating agreement, unless you look at these things on a daily basis, you won't notice the little subtle changes that occur, even on the same syndicator, maybe somebody you've invested with four or five times, and all of a sudden they come at you with fees. I know of one transaction here locally. It's a Houston transaction where it was originally syndicated approximately a year and a half, 2 years ago, way behind on executing the plan. No distributions have gone out to the partners yet. And yet that party is now proposing to re-syndicate it, pay off the existing partners, which, again, I say is a long shot that when you're behind on your execution plan, you'll find a lender that's ready to step up with new money, because lenders don't like people that don't execute timely. And, of course, there's many excuses as to what has happened. But bottom line is this syndicator is going to sell that deal to a new group of investors who probably are not aware of all the risks to do with lack of execution. And then further, they've got the same syndicator or lead partner, sponsor, whatever you want to call them, working both sides of the deal. You know, the current lead partner is determining the sales price and the purchase price. And it's unbelievable to me that this is allowed to happen. And to my knowledge, there's no recourse. I mean, you could complain to the state securities board, perhaps. But the bottom line is, you know, I'll tell you the biggest difference between these two transactions. If you look back a year and a half ago, there were no fees. There were none of the, other than the obligatory property management and asset management, a collective 5% that's normal. And then the promote, the lead partner had a promote, I think it was 20 or 25, maybe 30% on the first transaction. I'm sure it's probably 30 on the second. And so when you think about it, the syndicator has been able, or at least is proposing, to re-syndicate it. And of course, all the fees, the plethora of fees, the acquisition fee, the disposition fee, construction management fee, all those fees have been layered on to where there's more than a couple hundred thousand coming out to that syndicator on day zero. And of course, the platform that this project is being syndicated in is promoting, cheerleading, rah, 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 yeah, you go. They're not warning their members, as they never do. This platform that I'm referring to, and I'm not going to mention the name on the air. If you want to know it, send me an email or call me, and I may disclose it to you. It depends on your motives. But I'm just trying to help people stay out of a bad deal. And I'll tell you right now, the odds of that deal becoming a good deal are slim and none. Otherwise, why wouldn't you just execute the syndication that you've already started on? Anyway, I'm going to quit railing about that, but I'm just going to I'm trying to make you understand. You know, I get inquiries all the time, and people say, well, you know, I'm going to join a certain platform because I like memberships. I like to pay $18,000 to $25,000 to be part of a little club that invests in real estate. I'm just telling you, I'm trying to get your attention. You don't have to do that. You can achieve everything you can do within the club by taking action on your own, working with a CPA like us. We will get you to the sophisticated status. In fact, if you're engaged with us, when we start looking at transactions, you already meet the sophisticated rule, and you won't have spent a bunch of money on a membership. And I'll tell you right now, even if you spend money on the membership, you are not protected in any sense of the word. I don't care what you're told at the two-day or the one-day weekend workshop. Your funds, your wallet is a target. And if you don't understand that, you'll wake up, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years down the road, and you'll wonder, why didn't you get the returns that you thought you were going to get? And in large measure, it's because the allocation model, the cash flow distribution model, the pro forma numbers on the front end, that if you understood what a class A, B, C, D, et cetera, apartment unit cost, and you know how to project a rational top line rental real estate growth factor and bottom line net operating income, and have some semblance of an idea of where the cap rate is headed, that's something you don't really control. You do control, to a large extent, top line rental growth and net operating income. I mean, obviously the market's got some impact, but for you to project what an investor will accept as a cap rate that would buy your property, or the bank that would refinance your property, you have no control over that. You also have very little, well, you have no control, I should say, not just very little, over when you might refinance and when you might sell. Most of these transactions leave that solely to the discretion of the manager or the syndicator. And, you know, when you look at all the transactions that have been put in play here in the last year, maybe 6 months to a year, they all have very short debt terms, 3 years. Three-year, what we call bridge debt, which is a temporary form of debt. And then most of those deals include a 2 1-year extensions. Of course, there's a 1% fee that you have to pay for each of those. So you take a $50 million deal, that's a $500,000 fee. That's pretty significant when you think about it. It's money that could otherwise go into the pot for passing out distributions to the partners. And, of course, I've yet to see a syndicator have any fear or trepidation at all over that three-year bridge type debt. They tend to think, or they describe it, they shouldn't think it. If they're talking this way, they weren't around in 2008 and 9. Forget about the 80s, you know, the major bust in most real estate sectors, because, you know, the short-term nature of that debt on all these transactions. Let me just tell you, all these transactions are not going to get refinanced in 3 years. You've got to have a story to tell if you're the syndicator. And there's going to be a lot of folks that really don't have that story to tell. They're not able to affect top-line rental growth. Just because you raise your rents doesn't mean you're going to get tenants, especially in the older properties where, you know, you're going in and putting wood-like flooring in and smart home packages, you know, garbage valet, garbage service, or covered parking, garage parking, dog runs. You can go down the list. There's a lot of ways to raise the NOI. However, if you're going to do that with the existing Class C type tenant, I don't think there's a whole lot of the fish in that pond that are going to adjust nicely to an extra $200-$250 a month in rent. Maybe they will. I don't think there's enough of them to fill up all the properties that fit this description I just raised. But in any event, I see it's time for another break. Let's go ahead and break here. We'll come back for the final segment here in a few minutes with the Be a Planner Tax Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Is it easy? No, it ain't. Can I fix it? No, I can't. Well, I sure ain't gonna take it lying down. Will I make it? Maybe so. Will I give up? Oh, no. I'll be fighting till I'm 6 feet underground. I'm gonna woman up and take it like a man. I'm gonna buckle up, be tough enough to take control and make demands. Look like a woman, think like a man. Be as good as or better than. Woman up and take it like a man.
Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday, 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross on AM 700 KSEV.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be A Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195, 713-581-0195, or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com, Nathan at npross.com.
Like the song, Bobby McGee. Longing to be free. Take me where I want to be. Big dreams and fake dreams. And there are many just like me
with big dreams and fake dreams.
Okay, welcome back to the final segment of this week's Be A Planner Tax Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And, you know, I was talking about real estate private syndications a bit earlier, and I guess I'm jumping the gun a little bit on tomorrow's show right here at KSEV, 7 a.m. tomorrow, if you want to listen in. And again, you know, I at times will talk very negatively about certain transactions, and I'm typically not going to mention names on the air. There's nothing to be served with that, really. I'm really trying to draw your attention to how you analyze these private partnership syndications to where you'll understand, you know, there's probably a better train coming into the station later. Yeah, you may want to pass, but in any event, I got to tell you, there is no other asset class that I'm aware of that has the opportunity to not only make above average rates of return, but at the same time do it in a very tax efficient fashion. Even if you're simply the passive partner, you own 0.008 of the transaction, which that's pretty much how it's going to work if you're putting $100,000 or even $200,000 on a bigger transaction. The ability for you to offset your gains with losses out of new real estate investments or private placements is significant. And if you play the game right, and you understand how losses are able to be utilized, it's not a simple proposition for most folks, and with our help, we're able to help you plan so that you don't end up leaking the tax dollars. Why not use the tax dollars to go into the next investment? And so it's a timing game. And it's also a game that, you know, when you consider Roth conversions as an example, and the same could be said for timing the tax gains and tax losses, because transactions are obviously different. And as an example, I referred to investment that Macon Investments undertook about a month ago now. It's one that I invested in, full disclosure, that had, it was a $120 million purchase, big property, 693 units there on Memorial Drive, just right next to St. Thomas High School. And, you know, of the $120 million, the land value was approximately $98 million, which, you know, significant downside risk. However, it also reduces the depreciation that one might count on if they were trying to offset losses on, if they're trying to offset gains on another transaction here in 2022. Further, if you're looking at doing a Roth conversion, which I hope you are, and you invested in this transaction, you probably would be better off putting your money into another deal that had significantly more of a discount opportunity because it was, you know, the actual units as opposed to land. Land, you know, less than a mile outside of almost any downtown metro in the country is going to be typically the highest priced land in that area, wherever that is, right? And so if you wanted to fully maximize the 60 to 70% discounts that are available for the risk factors, which I'm going to identify some of them here in a moment for you, you probably would want to pick another location. Use your money that's already in your Roth 401 or Roth IRA, although with the Roth IRA, again, I know very few people that when I mention this say, no, that can't be right. Okay, go ask somebody that knows. Don't, you can even Google know this one. I think even Google gets it right. You don't have to worry about actually knowing it. But you go look and tell me that a Roth IRA does not pay the UDFI tax. That would be the unrelated debt-financed income tax under Section 514 of the Internal Revenue Code on leveraged investments. And you're going to reach the same conclusion. Be sure you're sitting down. If you're one of these folks that has $3 million, $4 million, $5 million in their Roth IRA and realize they owe taxes they haven't been paying. Because the answer is, it is subject to the UDFI, whereas the Roth 401 is exempt. It's a huge gaping hole in the rules. Why? Because the 401k is a privileged animal. In spite of what self-made millionaire and other real estate gurus preach loudly and from the front of the room and on the radio every day, they don't understand. What else do they not understand? Okay, I've heard self-made millionaires say that, you know, he's not a CPA, but he took accounting classes in college, I think it was, for 8 years. Well, I would suggest to you that most people that took 8 years of tax education, which I took four, you would be a not only an attorney, you would have your graduate law degree in tax, because that's about how long you're going to need to take those classes. But bottom line is, as Red Adair, the famous Houston-based oil well firefighter, used to say, if you think professionals are expensive, just try the amateurs. And I'm going to suggest to you the amateurs are folks that are telling you to cash out your IRAs, your 401s, because for some reason you're going to be able to make more money with 50 to 60, maybe 70% of your net worth than 100%. Makes no sense to me. And to borrow a term I hear every other day on the radio or every day, that's insane. You bet it's insane. And you got to wonder, what else are they telling you that's insane? Like they can retire you in less than 5 years. That's a bunch of baloney. They know it's a bunch of baloney. The average member knows it's a bunch of baloney. Trust me, that unless they've already got $1 million to get started and they define retirement as $60,000 a year or less after tax, or they're going to be one of the lead partners and syndicators In other words, the bulk of the membership, 99% of the membership that joins as a passive investor that's got $200,000 to $400,000 tops in retirement funds, there is no way, no how, they retire in 5 years. And if you want to see the math, go fill out our intake forms at baplanner.com. I will show you the math after I ask you a couple of other questions they never ask, which is how much money do you have to get started and how you define retirement. I'll show you exactly how the four options shake out on getting you to your goals, how you define those terms over the rest of your life. I'll show it to you. I'll show you exactly when you can retire, assuming you hit the mark on each investment you invest in. Real quick, because I've only got a couple minutes, I want to go over some of the risk factors that give us the ability to time the tax losses, do the Roth conversions, because it drives the value down that you've got to report for purposes of conversions. Just real fast, there's risk factors related to the company. In other words, the company has no track record typically that gets formed for acquiring this property. Depends on a single manager's abilities. You've got lack of control, limited voting rights, the limited transferability or liquidity of interest. You go into factors related to the property, regional, state, local economic conditions may not be ideal. Due diligence may not uncover all the material facts. You get into the real estate risk. Title insurance may not cover all title defects. General risk of investing in real estate. Some losses might be uninsured. And then you look at the tax factors. You know, the partnership may not have a successful partnership formation. I've never seen that, but these are all required, by the way, by the SEC. Anyway, we're at the end of the show again. It's amazing how fast it happens. I enjoy talking about this stuff, as you may tell, and I really enjoy talking about it one-on-one with you folks. And so continue to call me, email me, text me. Be happy to give you my opinions. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., with the Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEB.